Oh, tomorrow night. Yeah. It's our big night. We're going to be up there in Dover Somersworth.
On the way up there in Magnolia for a big open house, the Bob and Ray Benefit Show, appearing there for one big night. Sammy Eisen and his band of renown. Doesn't rhyme, but he will be there. And we will be there. That, of course, is the day that Mary swims south to Boston Light, and I don't know whether she'll be able to make it tomorrow evening or not.
I doubt it, Bob. She'll be tired.
She'll be tired. Probably will scamper back to Littleton and...
She'll be awfully tired.
Have a little nap for herself.
She'll sleep probably for 12 or more hours.
Mm-hmm.
Consecutively.
Yeah.
Say, our friend down there in Norwood, we must send some Cynthia candy.
Wasn't that wonderful? What was the name of that newspaper, the Norwood...
The Norwood Post-Dispatch.
Is that the name of it?
No, but that's a good
probably name. The only newspaper in Norwood, anyway.
Well, there's probably another one.
The editor wrote us a very nice review of the program. Without,
very good. Mr. Cook.
Came as a complete surprise this morning.
It's out in my drawer.
It's out in the office. But
it's
it was very
the,
nice.
It's out in the Bob and Ray office.
And we want to thank Mr. Cook and his staff of good many for the work that they researched. They put into that, and he will receive a box of Cynthia Sweets, I'm happy to say. I arranged it this morning.
We know somebody over there.
I made several phone calls and finally got it through. And I'm hoping that he'll appreciate them and enjoy them to their fullest extent.
Thanks, Bob. That's the nicest thing I think you've ever said.
A little bit later, I'd like to say something more about this, but not now.
Thanks a lot, Bob. You're wonderful, honestly. I don't know how you can go on being so nice.
You think they're going to play the ball game today?
It's raining right now outside my studio window.
At 12 o'clock, they said they would play, though, didn't they?
Well, up to that time, of course, there's no reason to believe it
wouldn't
be played.
Mm-hmm.
As it stands now, they'll play.
They will play.
Sure. You can never tell. But anyway, I'd like to see them play. I'd like to see the Sox win again. They won 8 out of 10 here in their current homestand.
Game yesterday, my hopes were pretty low when I left here at 3 o'clock, the beginning of the 6th inning, and it was nothing to nothing.
It was a tight pitcher's battle all the way until the roof fell in.
Yes, and did it.
And, of course, they wound up on the top end of a 9-3 score. Am I right on that?
I believe you are right.
Thanks a lot.
Let's throw that up to our judges, though. Yes, the judges say you are right.
And them Braves need a talking to.
Well, we'll have to wait till they get back in town.
That's right.
Which will be quite a while off, won't it?
Well, they're not due back until the Red Sox finish their homestand, Bob.
Yeah.
Well,
be that as it may, why don't we have a song from the band? What is this?
This one is called... It's about our friends who listen every day down in Rhode Island.
Are you going to play Who's It in Massachusetts? Thank you.
you now is John Jay. John Jay Ling.
Get your feather underwear on. Again.
And his unoriginal Bad Will Hour, presented by Moo Goo Guy Pod, makers of Brussels sprouts.
All right, first problem, please. Don't get too close to the microphone.
My problem is this. I'm trying to sell Tong war bonds.
I see. We can have no unsolicited commercial on the program. You understand, you see me in my office after the program. What's your problem, please?
My tongue has been at war for too long. I want to watch the soap.
Let me see if I have your problem right to this point.
Mr. Ling.
You're saying tongue war in Prospect?
It's been going on there for a long time.
I see. What's your problem?
My problem is, how can I bring it to a halt? Can I stop it, in other words?
You want to end it all?
Yes.
Take this Wawawa.
This is a Wawawa?
It's a Wawawa. End it all. Here, I help you.
Thank you, Mr. Lee.
Next problem, please.
The next problem is that of Mr. M.O.
All right, your problem's,
My problem is this, Mr. Ling.
Don't be embarrassed by a studio audience. I cannot understand what you say.
Well, that makes me feel easy.
All right.
Makes me breathe a lot easier.
I know you'll breathe rather heavy when you come in here. Go ahead.
My problem is this, Mr. Ling.
Excuse me. That lady who came into the studio with you, your wife?
That's her, yes.
Okay. Go ahead with your story, please.
All right. I've been married to this woman for 14 years, going on 15 now.
I see.
We ain't never had one happy minute.
Please don't get nervous. Nothing to be nervous about.
I'm not nervous a bit, Mr.
You'll check a little bit.
Well, I thought it was because the elevator ran under the building.
All righty. Go ahead.
So, we've been married, like I say, 14 years going on 15, and we ain't had no pleasant moments. And I'm wondering, should we try a trial separation? Or should we stick it out through thick and thin?
I should say
with thick and thin.
They live with you now?
Yes.
How long have they been living with you, these thick and thin?
They're her relatives. They've been there about 10 years.
Oh, yeah, brother, they don't do no brother work, sister?
They're both brothers.
I see, yeah. What do you think the best solution for your problem is?
Well, I think I should try it.
Excuse me, a very nice looking shirt you wear there. Who got this thing for you?
Moo Goo. That's fine.
Moo Goo do?
Yes.
All right.
Robin, I think I should try a trial separation and let the thick and thin swim for themselves.
They like to swim, do they?
Yes, they do, I guess.
I see.
They like to go to the beach.
You like to swim, too?
Yes, I do. All righty.
Go ahead with your story, please.
All right. Don't
write the proper name with proper place or nothing like that.
All right, Mr. Lynch.
All righty, sir.
I've come for your advice. I mean, I'm asking you what I should do.
I have a bit of advice for you. I think you should make out of lumber of life a temple, a knot, not tavern. The stagey?
What?
The stagey?
It was a little soft, please.
Next problem, we threw it for a commercial, I believe.
Time is all over. Moo Goo Guy Pod, makers of Brussels sprouts, again next week at the same time, will present John J. Ling and his unoriginal Bad Will Hour.
Before I go, though...
Before he goes, though...
A word to every...
He has a word to every...
To every family.
Every family.
This is my little bit of advice to everybody at end of day.
All right, go right ahead, Mr. Ling. We're all listening.
Remember, as you go to life, straight line, distance between shortest 2 points. I think. Now, goodbye. Spreading.
Now, here's Bob Elliott.
Oh, I've just been talking too much. I throw it weak. It's sore. We don't have to do that. We only have 3 minutes.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, that's funny.
Program. Devoid of commercial.
Hey, that's awfully funny. Gee, only
if we had
points.
A cancellation, call a program.
Hello, Programs Goulding down at the studio.
Another little gift for the little lady if she makes it.
This is Mary you're talking about.
Mary McGoon. Yes. And she, as I say, she'll have breakfast for two.
Uh-huh.
We've arranged have her go to dinner at night with a model. This here model is on 33 and says Roebuck Guides in long underwear.
Oh, yes, huh? Well, I'm sure she'll get a thrill out of that.
He's very interesting company,
mm-hmm.
and he's tall and good-looking, much like Ray there.
I heard something about the...
Heard
something about the MTA cooperating and offering her a special run somewhere on Saturday, was it?
Yeah, she's going to be the first one to ante up the more loot.
Well, no, I didn't mean that. I thought she was going to be guest conductor on the 3:30
oh,
garbage
cool.
run.
That too. That's right. She'll leave Leachmere at 9 o'clock on the garbage run through West Somerville. And then back down into Medford that way.
Oh yeah. Come back a different way, you mean?
That's right. Tomorrow night, then she'll sleep, or rather Saturday night, she'll sleep on the deck of Old Ironside.
Mm-hmm. March with history through Charlestown.
Barefooted, I might add.
Mm-hmm.
And,
you really have a lot in store for you, Mary, don't you?
Oh, yes, I'm so thrilled.
Yeah.
Said she's going to go up on top of Bunker Hill, Bob, the monument, that is.
Oh, yes.
And jump off with the first new type parachute.
Did you hear about that, Mary?
I haven't. That sounds thrilling.
Boy, all these things are yours.
There'll be a cream-colored Cadillac ambulance waiting in case everything... Well, nothing goes right, I should put it that way.
Yes,
you should. Ride on a brand new animal.
We don't want to think of things like that because they're all pulling from
us. Well, that's the way I feel about it, Bob. I don't want to see nothing happen to the little lady.
No, well, I'm sure she's going to come through this thing with flying colors and with Ken Wilson as her manager. Ken, have you got your swim trunks in case anything should happen?
Mr. Wilson said he'll go right along in the boat, and if anything goes awry, he'll have some more there.
Okay. Well, it looks like a grand time for everybody concerned.
That's what we're planning. It'll be a grand time for everybody concerned.
As you said yesterday, Greg.
Did I say anything yesterday?
You said that Mary would plan to come out of the water about 1:15, and we have made special arrangements with Program.
Yeah, we have.
To have a special event microphone there at Key Wharf when she returns, climbs out of the water,
mm-hmm.
and to bring her first words to our many thousands...
to our many listeners.
To the listeners.
And we will. We'll be there with our special parabolic microphone to pick up the sound of what we expect to be a tremendous crowd.
Yes,
we'll certainly hope so.
There'll be quite a few people there.
For the little lady, anyway.
Sure. Well, Mary, you scamper back home now and get plenty of rest.
Well, I'm going to go home now and get lots of rest. I'm not going to eat much either.
No, don't eat too much. Save that for that big banquet you're going to have in Hastings.
Righto. Thanks again, everybody.
Right,
you've been wonderful to me.
Since this is the last time we'll see you, good luck. I know you're going to come through with flying colors.
Let me add my best wishes, too.
Add your best wishes to Mary.
Best wishes, Mary.
Thanks a lot, boy.
Okay.
You don't know what this means to me.
Right, and Ken, you know you'll meet her this morning at tomorrow morning at 1:30.
Yeah.
You're going to drive? South Station, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that should be wonderful. Boy, that'd be great.
You'll know it's Mary. She's going to be wearing a red carnation. Oh, you'd know her anyway, wouldn't you?
Excuse me, the time is 20 minutes after 3. I want to get that in, Bob, because so many people have written into us requesting that we give the correct time and interval.
Well, we've given...
I thought that would be a very good interval to put it in.
Fine interval. Why don't we have another song?
All right, I'd like to sing this. Oh, you mean for them?
For them to play, yeah.
song from the great show Oklahoma, played by Ken and Bill.
I remember how I was featured in that show for so many months on Broadway.
I remember. What was the other show you were in, Bob?
That was the only one.
Oh, I thought you were in a couple of other shows.
No.
I thought you were in Pink Shoes.
No, I wasn't.
Well, you weren't in those, in Red Shoes.
Mm-mm. No, I wasn't. Oklahoma was my greatest and only triumph on the Trotting Board.
I see. Well, I was under the misapprehension, evidently, that you were another great hit.
No, I wasn't.
Long before Oklahoma.
No.
Well, it's... Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I wish Kenneth said that, everybody. I want him to get full credit for it. That's one thing about us up here on this show. We give full credit to gags, don't we, Bob?
Yes, we do.
Certainly. What's that?
Anyone who sends any in, we give full credit. That reminds me of that mail. We ought to get hold of that somehow. Should have gone out doing that number.
Yeah, but we forgot. So we'll have to hold the mail over until tomorrow. You see, we'll be on again tomorrow at 1 o'clock, friends. Mr. Green, I
have my trick suspenders on today. I have to apologize. They snap up and hit me in the eye.
Oh, those are those. That reminds me.
These garters I made over.
We have false suspenders that do not hold your pants up, Frank.
Which go along their companions.
For those of you who like to keep up with the Joneses.
Oh,
you can't afford suspenders. You simply drop a penny postcard to us up here at the Bob and Ray Workshop.
Address suspender, W.H.P.
That's right. Or better still, just put the two words "hold up," and we'll know what you mean. And we'll get those false phony suspenders. What they are, they're something that you stitch onto your shirt, and it looks like your pants are being held up, but they're really not. So if you like them, and everyone
you'll
seems
find
to
they're
want
handy,
them,
especially for this summer weather where you're taking your coat off so much.
That's right. So better get that card with the two words "hold up" into us here at this station. Fox 10, WHCH.
It's our new way of advertising, incidentally.
That's right. Along with your entries in our new Jamboree contest, all you have to do is finish this sentence. Do not count your chickens until they're hatched because. Finish that in 25 additional words or less, or more, and send the card to us here addressed Chicken, WHCH.
Fox, be sure you put Box 10 because it might get mixed up with any other chicken mail that you receive.
That's right.
You can't tell. I mean, we get
all
a lot.
OMC.
No, Mary, you leave now. You're supposed to be on your way home.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Good luck again. And now, Bugler.
Eight out of ten are features. Four, Wonderland course events over the 525-yard sprint.
And here they come now.
Three, Revere course events over the long endurance route, plus a featured ninth race over the 516th mile, adds up to eight all-star events on tonight's great 10-race program at Wonderland Revere. It's one of the greatest greyhound racing shows ever presented. Now, here are the entries for the night. Oklahoman, Charlie Chap, Color Wave, Harlan, Welcome Stranger, here are the 130 headlines, Rural Straight, Aces Boomer, and Twilight Harmony. Post time, first race, 7:45. I can't emphasize that enough.
Would you repeat it?
First race, 7:45. Daily double closes at 7:30. Now, Revere is near. From Boston by MTA, from everywhere over wide highways. Floodlighted free parking lots are provided for those who drive, too. Eight out of ten are features. Think of that. Eight races out of the ten tonight at Wonderland Revere are all-star events. Boy, you'll feel good again. I thank you.
I haven't been down there yet this year. I've got to make a point of that.
Well, Bob, you shouldn't stay in there.
Hmm?
If you haven't done that, you shouldn't. Will you turn off the microphone? I want to talk to Bob for a minute.
Just cut him off. I know, but I cut him off again. We're not.
Well, wait a minute. I mean, don't say that. Cut that microphone a second.
Yeah, but.
Okay?
Yeah,
I'm not saying any more, Bob.
All right.
So go to...
Oh, well, I'll meet you down there.
Yeah, see you at Wonderland like we have been every night this year. Oh, gee. Is it still raining out? Has anybody been out during the night? We can't tell here, friend.
That window is clouded up.
The window is so dirty, we can't tell whether it's raining out.
Sitting here in our glass tower, as we do, throwing rocks at each other, because if you throw them at people inside these houses...
They'll throw them right back at you. And the roof might very well fall in on you.
And that is something we fight against you.
It is raining out?
It is raining out.
Oh, that's too bad. Mm-hmm. But I guess we need it, though. I mean, seriously speaking,
we can use it with a little water.
How is your garden this season, Bob?
Good. Tomorrow I'm making a special presentation to Joe Kelly of my first summer squash.
You mean you still have it, Bob?
Yes. It lasted quite a while.
But that's the way life goes. You'll find it that way 9 times out of 10, friend. So tomorrow on the New England Farm and Food Show, Bob Elliott will present Joe Kelly with his first summer squash. And I know that you won't want to miss it. It's another...
I went down to program, and they're going to cover that tomorrow. They're going to cover the broadcast with a special... they're calling someone in to do a Kirby Cushing, I think, to do a special on-the-spot description.
Hey, that will be terrific. Mm-hmm. And will be, as I say, another big first for us.
Right.
Happy, happy day for WHDA.
Right.
But now, as I look at the clock, I see we still have plenty of time.
Which is a disappointment.
Which comes as a disappointment because I'm very tired. I want to get home and go to bed. And I want to be down here to watch Mary in her famous swim tomorrow on her way to Boston.
You'll read about it in tomorrow night's Boston Traveler. I could mention several other
papers. Well, you picked the right paper, but it won't be in anything, I don't imagine.
I doubt it.
The way life goes before
Mary. I don't think this has been arranged properly anyway.
Matinee with Bob and Ray is a copyrighted feature.
Copies of this script may be obtained by writing Library of Congress, Washington, Illinois.
Ken Wilson is the accomplished musician at the organ.
Accomplished meaning all done.
And Bill Green plays the piano. Both of those two gentlemen will return to be with us to make 4 in all tomorrow at 1 o'clock, when the program called Matinee with Bob and Ray will again be aired.
Portions of this program were not on film.
That's right.
Oh, and one more thing. This is WHDH in Boston.
Go on playing just for a few seconds while I want to talk to Bob. When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, it's 6:15 tonight. Time to hear Bing Brown sing over WHCH in Boston. Stay tuned to 8:50 now for radio program.
The schedule ends right here.